This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Moving into another hour. The time is now. Time actually is 7 after the hour. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of October. I'm Doug Steffen along with the, I was going to say Jennifer Horn, but Jennifer's not going to hear me. And we're not going to hear her because she's got a poopy throat problem. Yucca bunga on that one. So on air, Victoria is here. Go to her Twitter account, Victoria Keelan, and C. Shillins, at C. Shillin at Twitter. I'm at Doug Steffen. The focus on Las Vegas and the shooting, the social media thoughts and prayers to the people in the community. Pretty much everybody knows the story. I don't have to repeat it. I'm not going to do like the television channels, the news channels, and repeat the same audio and video ad nauseum day after. It's just, what it does is this whole thing disgusts me. Every bit of this, the reality of what happened and the continuing focus on it. So what I've done is invite a very good friend of mine who lives in Las Vegas, happens to own a lot of radio stations in various parts of the country, including stations that carry this program. So under the circumstances, I figure he knows best what's going on. Larry Fuss, welcome to the DJV Experience. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Doug.
So thank you for being here. Let's talk about your residency in Las Vegas. What's it like to live in Las Vegas just on a regular day? Give people an idea who may never have been there, or even if they've been there, they've been there to celebrate, they've been there to party, they've been there to go to some event, but there are very few people who claim residency in Las Vegas. What's it like to live there?
Las Vegas is a rather cool place to live. Besides all the entertainment options, there's just so much to do there. But when you get off the strip, it's just like any other major American city. It's just like where we live is kind of out in the suburbs, and it's we've got the office depots and all the other things that you have in the suburbs.
Yeah, so it's a normal life if you get off of the strip, is what you're saying. So let's focus on the strip itself. Many people know a lot of movies have been shot there, television shows. We all know how much entertainment is there. And so under the circumstances with this gunman being in the Mandalay, can you explain or maybe describe a little better? I tried to yesterday because I'm fairly familiar. It's kind of opposite if you're driving down or into the city from the west, as I recall. It's on the left-hand side. The airport's sort of on the right-hand side. Do I have a fairly good picture of where it is?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. If you're coming into the city from the south on the old highway, not the interstate, it's just north of that iconic Welcome to Las Vegas sign on the left-hand side of the road.
So what is there about this place where the event took place that made it easy for this guy to go up to the Mandalay and shoot down on it? I'm kind of confused because I don't remember that venue specifically.
That venue is rather new. There was an old hotel there years ago that was raised a long time ago, and the lot just sat there vacant for a long time. And then they turned it into this entertainment venue not long ago. So, of course, it's fenced off. There's a stage there, and it'll hold 20,000, 30,000 people. I think there were 22,000 attending this concert. And so for this guy up on the 32nd floor, it was like shooting fish in a barrel.
Mm-hmm. He lived in Las Vegas, apparently. He had a lot of guns.
He lived in Mesquite, which is about 80 miles north of Las Vegas on the Utah border.
And what do we know? There are a lot of people who have made a lot of statements, a lot of infuriated members of Congress who are angry about guns and that sort of thing. How much gunplay is there? I'm trying to think about what I remember. I think the first time I went to Las Vegas was 1973. And I remember somebody telling me something that it was very poignant, that there was very little crime in Las Vegas because at that time, anyway, the mob owned most of everything And if you crossed the mob, it was a one-way trip to the desert.
Well, the mob no longer dominates Las Vegas, but Las Vegas is still relatively, you can't say crime-free, that's not accurate, but the police force there is probably one of the better equipped and most well-run of any major city in the U.S.
The police and regular public service stuff, how would you gauge the police force in Las Vegas?
Well, like I said, it's very well run. They're very prepared for most anything. They have a very excellent SWAT team that's unlike anything you find in most cities of that size.
Mm-hmm. So what does this do for, again, a lot of speculation from people as to what this guy was all about. I don't know that makes any difference. It looks like the same old to me, except more devastating because more people were shot and killed, but this guy mentally was troubled. Is there anything about this woman that was with him? Do you know anything about that? Have you heard anything about her?
No, all I've heard is what the news media has reported, but apparently this guy was already on the radar of the local authorities. He apparently had some run-ins with them before, but I mean, this was not just some run-of-the-mill guy. This guy was a multimillionaire.
Yeah. Yeah, so what makes people like that crazy? I mean, just think about it. People that you know, I know, there are all kinds of different things that motivate people. And I don't even know that under the circumstances. Yeah, you look at his background and you question his reason for being so angry. Just in terms of what it is, let's take Larry away from the radio business, away from just as a human being. When you observe this sort of stuff, you and I have had some pretty poignant conversations about serious stuff over the years. How does it strike you as just a guy who lives in Las Vegas or a guy who's an American?
Yeah, I don't know. As far as I know, they have not yet determined a motive for him to doing this. There's been lots of speculation about his girlfriend being a Muslim and ties to Antifa and things like that. But at this point, they really don't know.
So, but with you, I want to know how Larry feels when he looks at this stuff and sees this kind of devastation, sees this kind of upset as an average American. What do you bring to the table? Are we all sort of in agreement here that we've seen enough of it? Or every time these things happen, there's a lot of grousing politically and otherwise, and gun control people on one side and the take the guns away crowd on the other side. We talk about it for a while and then we stop talking about it because nothing gets done. And I don't know what do you do?
Well, this was obviously horrific, and I'm worried that it's going to have a short-term impact on tourism in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps the economy going here locally. But in his case, every gun he had apparently was illegal to own. So how did he get them?
Mm-hmm.
Murder's already illegal. So passing more laws to make things illegal is not going to stop people like this. Look at how many people Timothy McVeigh killed. He never fired a shot.
Yeah.
So I don't think more gun control is the answer. The problem is there are mentally ill people that just aren't being dealt with.
And that's a huge problem to deal with, and oftentimes we find the simplistic nature of our society and of the legislative arm of our society not wanting to tackle something this complicated, even though it gets more complicated as these issues are more pronounced and these circumstances get more aggrieved. The number of people, is it 59 now? I think that's the number. Who died.
59 is what I heard last night, and 527, I think, injured and taken to the hospital. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right about Las Vegas. It'll cool the jets of people who are excited about it or might have been excited about going to Las Vegas. But then you think about other things. You and I, some of your stations are music stations. You run music promotions. To see people in various, whether it's Madison Square Garden type of thing or the enclosed or open, the Dodger Stadium, any of the football stadiums where they have these concerts all the time. I mean, anything is vulnerable when you think about it. Life's not very safe under, you know, that's the point that people will try to make, the ones who want to scare the hell out of you and, you know, the usual negative stuff. But I, you know, life goes on. I suppose people think, yep, we'll get through it. But there's something missing here, Larry. Maybe that's what I'm feeling. I just feel like there's something really missing.
I think we get desensitized to these things. The more we hear about them, the more it just doesn't seem to bother a lot of people. But when it hits close to home like that, it really is horrific.
Mm-hmm. Well, gun violence does, it has, because of the very nature, gun violence, it tends to be very dramatic. You're right. There are plenty of laws on the books to be enforced, and they aren't really. And if somebody wants to get a gun illegally, you can. There are ways of getting it. Unless we live in a police state, and some people theorize that we are kind of in a police state, we certainly are more controlled by the police in a fairly simplistic way than you when you and I were kids. But there's a whole different mindset. And, you know, we can again theorize about why it is the way it is. But the bottom line is this is a very serious situation. In Nevada, do gun owners need a license or a permit to carry for some of the concealed weapons and machine guns, that kind of stuff?
Nevada is open carry. You do have to get a permit for so-called machine guns and things like that. But I believe the ones that this guy had were illegal. You could not obtain a permit for them.
Mm-hmm. But because he had money, he could more or less get what he wanted, probably, in a sense.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the bad guys are always going to find a way to get guns, and this guy having money made it even easier for him, I guess.
Yeah, you can get them in another country and fly them in your own plane if you want.
They said he had 19 guns in his hotel room, I believe they said, and they found even more in his house in Mesquite.
I think he had explosives in that hotel room, too, looked like.
I missed that, but that's possible.
Yeah. All right, Larry, I wanted to get your feelings, and I appreciate your time to sort of give us an overview of what it was like or is like, what it was like, and what maybe it will be like. Larry Fuss, who is a radio station owner and operator, lives in Las Vegas here with an overview of the shooting situation at 19 past the hour.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
North Carolina. Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At this point, doesn't know that Tom Petty is dead. Here's the.
We might be breaking some news because this has been going on for a solid.
Back
day.
And forth, yeah, right. This is the Twitter account posting as of 1:30 this morning. It reads, "On behalf of the Tom Petty family, we're devastated to announce the untimely death of our father, husband, brother, leader, and friend. Petty suffered cardiac arrest at his home in Malibu in the early hours of the morning. Yesterday was taken to UCLA Medical Center in Santa Monica. Was not revived. He died at 8:40 last night Pacific time, surrounded by his family, his bandmates, and his friends. There were a lot of rumors floating around yesterday, I believe, Victoria, about whether he was dead or he wasn't dead. And so that sort of thing seems to happen. There are always the last guy who was supposedly dead. Well, McCartney's been dead about six times, I think. And I remember all the.
Well, I think in this case, yeah, people knew this wasn't a hoax, though, because I got the TMZ alert saying Tom Petty found unconscious in full cardiac arrest. And so that's not good. So everybody knew this was really serious, but. The LAPD kind of spilled the beans to some of the media outlets, and it spread like wildfire. And then every media outlet picked it up and then had to retract it. It was just it's sad for the family because it was an ongoing, is he alive? Is he dead? Is he clinging to life? Is he in critical condition? They took him off life support. You know, he doesn't have brain activity. He has a do not resuscitate. I mean, there were so many things that came out. So it's just very sad, and unfortunately, you know, the end result is he's left us.
And still dead.
We've lost. Well, I wouldn't say it that way, but, you know, we've lost a rock legend and a
born
father
in
and a
Gainesville,
grandfather.
Florida, wrapped up a 40th anniversary North American tour recently. I remember us talking about that. Dropped out of high school to pursue music with his band, which was called Mud Crunch. Or was it Mud Crutch? And a number of the Heartbreakers were in that group. First album out in the late 70s, then continuing into the 80s. Broke through in England. Breakdown, American Girl. I liked American Girl, actually.
Oh, that's a great song, yeah.
Yeah, it is a good song, yeah. Damn the Torpedoes was his breakthrough in 79 with Don't Do Me Like That. That's another good, that's a good tune. A Refugee, yep, most everybody recognizes that. They became top 40 hits. Torpedoes was at number 2 on the Billboard album chart for quite a while. Then a couple of years later, Hard Promises, another hit in that album. The Waiting, Petty achieved still another hit with Stop Dragging My Heart Around. See, this, crank this up, this is what, this is the song that I think most I remember. So have you got any Tom Petty music at home?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, Full Moon Fever, which was his biggest commercial success, that spawned Free Fallin' and a million hits. And, yeah, he was really incredible how many times he reinvented himself, even though we don't think of it that way, but he really did.
Yeah. So is he a drug user? How much of that did he have in his life?
I think briefly he admitted that he had some issues in the 80s, but I think everyone did.
Yeah. I didn't, but I know what you mean. So, Thomas Earl Petty, Passing Away. This is another great song. This is a very good song. 28 past the hour.
Be open to feedback. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is one of the best ways for them to improve. Others, however, have a much more difficult time handling feedback. And that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance as some sort of criticism about who they are as a person. Now, if you're the type of person who gets defensive when others give you feedback, keep in mind that the reality is that feedback about your performance is not feedback about who you are as a person. Look, we only see our actions through our own eyes, so without feedback from others, we can never really grow to our full potential. Do what you can to open yourself up to feedback about what you do that others see, because the truth is that you are awesome, even if everything you do is not. For more on self-esteem, visit drchristianconti.com.
Staples has everything you need to keep your office humming for less, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that you can afford to replace that old printer that makes more noise than copies. The confidence to generate bold new ideas and the toner to put them on paper. The confidence to print a proposal that looks as crisp as your suit. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. And now buy 2 reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Staples. It's pro time. Select SKUs. In-store only. Plus tax where applicable. Expires 10/7/17.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Napa Know How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, 34 at the hour on the DJV experience. Thanks to Larry Fuss for his in very great detail overview of what has happened as a Las Vegas resident radio station guy. That's how I know him. It's interesting when I think about my circle of friends. Think about your circle of friends. Who's in your circle of friends? My friends are mostly farmers or broadcasters because I'm a farmer and I'm a broadcaster. I do have some neighbors who are friends and certainly people that I love who are my friends. But for the most part, I would go to somebody like him because he's in my wheelhouse. He's someone I have something in common with and I know. So why not go to someone like that that kind of can bring witness to what is reality. And the reality of this situation, Las Vegas, blood everywhere, the panic, and yeah, I mean, if you have reservations to go to Las Vegas, you're going to cancel them. You are. You're not going to go down there until the mess gets cleaned up. The Harvest Festival is what it was called. I'm a little frustrated because I don't feel like I know very much about this guy.
But I think you made a really good point, though, when you were speaking with Larry Fuss. It doesn't. I don't think it really matters about him. I think it's this is someone who had way more weapons than he should have had, and he got some of them legally, some of them illegally. Nevada has some of the most lax laws on the books for guns. So you know, I mean, this. I don't think it really matters who he is. He is someone who was mentally ill. And who, you know, I wouldn't call him evil because I don't think demonizing mentally ill people is the right approach. But, you know, I don't think his story is any different from anyone else's.
It's an evil act, whether he was evil or he wasn't. It's evil. And now ISIS is claiming credit for the shooting.
I'm getting so over ISIS, just watching the news and going, oh, yeah, we did
no
that.
No evidence whatsoever.
No.
They just
they want to scare Americans. That's all they're doing.
Right.
That's why I think it's good, at least, that they're claiming it, because now we can finally look and say, oh, well, maybe they're not actually responsible for all the stuff that they say they are.
They're not.
Daesh, I call them. I don't call them ISIS anyway.
What does that mean? I've heard you say
Daesh?
That over. Yeah.
That's a Muslim term for... I'm trying to remember what the exact. It's a distracting. It's a disabling and a nasty term. They don't like it. They whatever it means when you translate it, it's bad for them. They don't. It's a nasty, ugly, unpleasant word as it applies to them. That's why I use it. Because I don't want to. I don't ISIS. What is it? Screw them. I'm not going to make them. I'm not going to use their terminology.
Right.
The terminology of Daesh basically tells you in translation that they are snakes. I think that's the literal translation. Snake or something that Muslims don't like. That, you know, they don't like snakes because of the way they slither on the ground. That kind of stuff. To call somebody a Muslim who's a Muslim a snake is very derogatory and defamatory. So that's why
I use it. I like it. I'm in favor.
Yeah, right. So those snakes, if you want to refer to them as that. All right, so I want to bring everybody up to date on a couple of other things. The relief effort in Puerto Rico, dire circumstances. So the folks at JetBlue, which now is the largest carrier in and out of Puerto Rico, especially from the Northeast, where they carry, they have Chicago, Boston, New York, Washington, and those are the big areas for a Puerto Rican population, and people from, you know, just want to go down there and have a good time. So they have their project is to support short-term and long-term relief efforts. It's called the 100 by 35 project, and I'm not sure I understand. I guess that's the size of the island, 100 by 35 miles, 100 miles long, 35 miles wide. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. And they're also launching 35 initiatives in 100 days, so it kind of all ties together.
Right. And they're not charging a lot of money. If you want to go, you can get to there from most anywhere for $129.
Yeah.
JetBlue is matching up to $500,000 donations for people, a lot of nonprofit organizations. Once again, if I may, and maybe we repost this, if you will, Victoria, on our DJV show site, facebook.com/DJV show, there are groups that need money. But I would think if it were me, and I actually was thinking about doing this, I wouldn't give any money. I'd give blood. At this point, most of the relief organizations have a lot of cash from Hurricane in Florida, Hurricane in Harvey and Ishmael or whatever. So cash isn't what's important. Blood is very important.
Well,
a lot of people disagree in
some cases because cash is needed for rebuilding. Blood, there aren't a lot of injuries right now that are being, you know, that's not really the main issue.
I don't agree. That's not what I see. I see some different reports on the very dire. As a matter of fact, in my local newspaper yesterday, there was almost a full-page ad asking for blood. We have a lot of Puerto Ricans that live in this area. Bring you know, yourself to the hospital or to some center, please give blood. That's at least what this local newspaper suggested.
Well, I'm always in favor of donating blood, for sure. Yeah. But there are, like in our case with our, you know, with our shelter, money is absolutely needed. And, you know, it's crazy.
Let's separate the two entities. Yeah. The animal relief versus the human relief. Animal relief for many comes secondarily. It may not for you and me, but it for some people is not the priority.
Humans that are taking care of the animals. Mm-hmm. They have no food. They have no clean water. I mean,
but the organizations that can provide it have the money. They just can't get it there.
That's the problem.
They can't get it on a plane. They can't get it on a ship.
Well, they can't get it on the ground. That's the real
problem.
People
who would use it.
Yep. Yeah. There are a lot of supplies that have reached Puerto Rico. They just can't. They can't leave the dock. They don't have on the ground transport. That's the number one issue right now.
Yeah.
And they also have Mark Zuckerberg has actually been talking about this. He sent a team of his connectivity engineers down to Puerto Rico because only 5% of the island has any type of communication services. Mm-hmm. So he said, you know, they need to get Puerto Rico back up online. No one can talk to each other. No one can communicate. No one knows if their family members are alive. These are the real basic things and that does all take money. So, you know, give some blood, give some money. Do it both.
Why not? Do follow your heart. That's what you do. You follow your heart. You listen to yourself. Listen to your own inner voice, and it'll tell you what to do. That's how I trust my instincts. And so that's, a very important thing for us to remember. All right, 43 past the hour, DJV time, with Victoria, Kara, and Doug. You've heard me talk with reference to the balance of nature and how successful they've become. This is a company that's very thoughtful. They have not only an interest in selling product and making money, but the way they do it is pretty customer-friendly, customer-oriented. The doctor who formed this company believes that health is really the responsibility of everybody. So these capsules that you can buy, the vegetables and the fruits and veggies, they were developed by this doctor. Scientifically, they contain all of the fruits and vegetables that you'd need every single day. But it goes further than that. A lot of people don't understand their bodies. So when this fellow developed Balance of Nature, he knew there were a couple of things that were necessary for patients to take responsibility for their health. You educate yourself about your body. How many times, Victoria, have you heard me say, it's your responsibility? Well, the doctors that we have on this program, the Good Day Health exercises we do with Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell, it is always a focus of our discussion to make sure that those of you who are listening know that it isn't their responsibility any more than it's your doctor's responsibility to actually figure out what's going on in your body. You know, listen to your body. You know there are things there. You need to empower yourself. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of systems to measure your health. A lot of things go on when you have a physical. I have a physical at least once a year, sometimes a couple of times a year. And so the reason I'm telling you the story is because this doctor, his name is Howard, has put together a support system for you that doesn't cost you anything. When you go online to balanceofnature.com, there's on the homepage, you can see a box. Do you want to talk to one of our health coaches? And you just click on it, and you can either connect with them online in a conversation, or you can have a phone conversation with them, and that service is provided free so that you can attain optimal health. So I'm telling you this story because I think it's more than just a commercial. This is not, do I want to help them sell their product? Of course, that's why they're here, because I have an audience, and my audience believes in health and listens to the things that I say because I take this stuff. This is how I live my life. So I have credibility when it comes to talking about this sort of thing. And so, by the way, does Victoria, because she leads a strong, healthy life, and so does Kara, and so does Jennifer. So all of the information, the testimonials that come, whether they're from us or whether you go online and you look at Balance of Nature and see all the testimonials from people that have taken the product and know that Balance of Nature makes a difference, what are we selling here? We're selling fruits and vegetables that are powdered and put into a capsule. So you take one, two, three, Victoria says take three.
Well, the bottle says take three.
On the bottle. So take Victoria's advice. I always mix and match. I do different things.
Don't take Doug's advice on this one.
Well, but I have a pretty strong immune system. This is maintenance for me. But for some people who have a really weak immune system, you ought to take three or four at a time of both. Three or four in the morning, three or four, or maybe with each meal, frankly. Do that. I think that helps you more than anything else. If you have a weakened immune system, and the older you get, the weaker your immune system is. So, here's how you get Balance of Nature products. Balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV, because with that, you'll get these fruits and vegetables free for a month using the code DJV. At balanceofnature.com, the code is DJV. Take advantage of the health coach. Take advantage of the enhancement using these capsules for your immune system. Read about yourself in the information. They have lots of it online. Balanceofnature.com. The code is DJV.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Windstorm.
Oh, hey, how's it going? It's me, Windstorm. Anywho, just wanted to check up. See if you had a good weekend. Oh, and by the way, I accidentally smashed all of your patio furniture into your house, and I can't pay for the damage. But mostly, I just wanted to check up, say hello, and hope you had a great weekend. Later, Gator.
Windstorms never pay for wind damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
By the way, for those of you, just to sort of finish the conversation about Las Vegas, I chuckle because this was so predictable. If you look at most of the, there are 200 various casinos in Las Vegas, and they're mostly owned by really large corporations. The stock in casino operations fell from 5 to 15%. Yesterday, after all of this took place, Resorts International, Wynn Resorts, places like that, Las Vegas Sands Corporation, down a couple of points. That's part of the game. I want some good news. Here's some very good news about these American scientists, excuse me, who won the Nobel Prize. You see what they did? They did a lot of work on your biological clock. What makes your clock tick? Jeffrey Hall, Michael Rosbach, Michael Young won the prize in physiology or medicine for discovering molecular mechanisms that control the circadian rhythm. In other words, they looked inside the internal body clock of living organisms to understand how they respond to the rotation of the earth. It's fascinating stuff, so congratulations to them.
And go America, three American scientists, yeah, I love that.
They each get $1,000,001 for the prize. 10 before the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour. Time for Victoria Keelan to do her stuff, to strut her stuff. What does she know? From the technological field, well, there's an interesting, I don't know if interesting is the right word, kind of annoying tidbit from Equifax that we'll get to in a moment. Today is National Techies Day. During the day today, students in schools are going to be encouraged to consider a career in technology. Tech jobs are growing in our country at a rate of 22% a year.
Which is great.
Software development, security information, administration, all kinds of stuff. So that's the big job sector on the rise. So something you can think about today. If you're a teacher, perhaps it's something that you bring to the surface in conversation. Different types of classes would focus on that. So today, National Techie Day. Our experience here on the Tech Talk portion of the program brought to you today by the folks at ZipRecruiter. There is a great challenge that people find, no matter what size company they run, the challenge of finding great talent and the importance of having great talent if you want to have a successful business. If you're hiring, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Answer to that question is simple. ZipRecruiter. With their software, you can post your job to hundreds of sites, job boards, just a click, one click, and that's it. ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology right to work. In 24 hours, you will receive the best possible matches. And so under that circumstance, you can easily see how ZipRecruiter is different from these other sites. You can get a head start on the interview process by adding screening questions to your job post. So they ask you, you go in and you'll see all kinds of detail. It's just a wonderful way for you to find new employees. So big or small, doesn't make any difference. Join the thousands and thousands and thousands of customers who are using ZipRecruiter. Find out how it can be used to benefit you by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why the DJV? Because ZipRecruiter has agreed to allow our listeners to use it for the first time free. Yep, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter, one word, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, what's the... We got a headache again with Equifax, right?
Yes. Apparently, another 2.5 million American consumers have had their personal information stolen in the cyber attack that was first disclosed on September 7th. However, they apparently first really knew that something was up in March. So Experian is certainly, they're the bad guys here, and they knew that something was going on, and yet, you know, we saw a few weeks ago the CEO has left but still got to take away $70 million with him and things like that. So this brings the total to 145.5 million consumers who have potentially had their Social Security number stolen, possibly resold already on the black market, all of your credit history. People can open up accounts in your name. They can take out a mortgage in your name. I mean, this is the kind of stuff, this is really serious. And this is the kind of stuff that is virtually impossible to get your ID back after someone has stolen your identity. It is so, you hear these nightmare stories all the time. It is really, really difficult. The best and most efficient thing you can do, I have been imploring all of my friends and family, freeze your credit accounts. Go to Equifax.com and you can freeze everything there. You can go on to Experian and freeze that account, and freeze TransUnion. Those are the three big ones. So if you freeze, what that means is if your data has been stolen, when someone goes to try to open something in your name, they will be rejected. That is the safest and best thing you can do right now. If you want to know if you have been affected, you can go on to the Equifax site as well. They have a separate website set up to see if you're affected. You put in your last four digits of your social and your last name, and it will tell you if you've been affected. I went on there, and it said that I was impacted, so luckily I had already frozen all of my accounts. Yeah, I had already frozen all of my accounts right away. That was the first thing I did day one. So, and then the other thing you have to do, check your statements. Don't wait. I know, you know, I have to get after my parents for this because they wait for the paper statements every month. You can't wait that long. You have to get online, have someone else help you if you need help, and make sure that you are monitoring every activity that's on all of your credit cards and especially your bank accounts.
It's in your best interest.
Absolutely.
IKEA has bought TaskRabbit. What does that do for them?
You are not going to like this story, I feel like, because you don't like things where, you know, people are extra lazy and use technology to get out of doing things.
Right. Yeah.
Well, TaskRabbit is an app that lets you do that. You hire someone to come to your house and put your IKEA furniture together and to do little tasks around the house. And now IKEA has actually bought TaskRabbit, which kind of makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does. Except it doesn't make any sense unless you want to die young because of it.
See, I knew this was happening.
All right, 59 past DJV time.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.